Hello, friends. This is Dr. Brian Hart, Chief Operating Officer for the American Board of Forensic Accounting. I would like to welcome you to this week's News Update Week in Review. Week of Monday, November 14th, 2022, through Friday, November 18th, 2022. Monday, November 14th, 2022. IRSCI releases Fiscal Year 2022 Annual Report highlighting more than 2,550 investigations, 90% conviction rate, enforcement actions focused on tax fraud, money laundering, cyber crimes. In fiscal year 2022, IRS criminal investigation initiated more than 2,550 criminal investigations, identified over $31 billion from tax financial crimes, and obtained a 90.6% conviction rate on cases accepted for prosecution. IRSCI expanded partnerships with foreign counterparts to help combat tax and financial crimes on a global level. IRSCI special agents delivered trainings in countries like Argentina, Germany, Colombia, and Palau on topics ranging from cybercrime and human trafficking. In one case example, the IRSCI cybercrime unit, with assistance from U.S. territories, traced billions of dollars of Bitcoin stolen from Bitfinex, a crypto exchange, after a 2016 hack. Source: Internal Revenue Service, 2022. Tuesday, November 15, 2022. Evansville restaurant operator sentenced for scheme to employ undocumented workers. Kent Dam was sentenced to time served in federal court after pleading guilty to transporting and harboring undocumented workers and money laundering. According to court documents, in June 2020, Homeland Security Investigations began an investigation into Dam and the operations at Gracie's Chinese Cuisine as part of an ongoing multi-state investigation into the smuggling, transporting, harboring, and employment of undocumented workers. Zachary A. Myers, U.S. Attorney for the Southern District of Indiana, stated the defendant paid for smuggled, undocumented workers to exploit in furtherance of his own greed. Source: Internal Revenue Service, 2022. Wednesday, November 16, 2022. AT&T, Illinois, to pay $23 million to resolve federal investigation into efforts to unlawfully influence former Illinois Speaker of the House. Illinois Bell Telephone Company, LLC, doing business as AT&T Illinois, agreed to pay $23 million to resolve a federal criminal investigation into alleged misconduct involving the company's efforts to unlawfully influence former Illinois Speaker of the House, Michael J. Madigan. The investigation of AT&T is being resolved with a deferred prosecution agreement under which the company admitted it arranged for payments to be made to an ally of Madigan to influence and reward Madigan's efforts to assist AT&T Illinois with respect to legislation sought by the company. AT&T Illinois admitted that in 2017, it arranged for an ally of Madigan to indirectly receive $22,500 in payments from the company. The company paid the money through an intermediary, a lobbying firm that performs services for AT&T Illinois. Source: Internal Revenue Service, 2022. Thursday, November 17, 2022. Former Philadelphia City Treasurer pleads guilty to naturalization fraud and failure to file tax charges. Christian Dunbar, the former Philadelphia City Treasurer, pleaded guilty in front of United States District Court Judge Cynthia M. Roof to procurement of citizenship unlawfully and through multiple false statements, submitting false citizenship papers, and failure to file tax returns, all in connection with false statements and altered documents he submitted as part of his application to become a U.S. citizen and failing to file his federal tax returns in three separate years. In May 2021, the defendant was charged by a superseding indictment with multiple counts of filing a false income tax return and failure to file tax returns. Earlier in September 2020, Dunbar was charged in a 14-count indictment charging embezzlement by a bank employee, procurement of naturalization through a false statement, procurement of naturalization unlawfully, obtaining false citizenship papers, and making false statements in support of naturalization. Source: Internal Revenue Service, 2022. Friday, November 18, 2022. Hacker and dark market operator arraigned on federal charges. Daniel K. was arraigned on charges of access device fraud and money laundering conspiracy. According to U.S. Attorney Ryan K. Buchanan, while living overseas, K. allegedly operated an illegal website that made hacking tools and logon credentials available for purchase, including those for U.S. government agencies. U.S. Attorney Buchanan stated that through the charges and other information presented in court, K. allegedly operated the Real Deal, a dark web market for illicit items, including stolen account login credentials for U.S. government computers, stolen account login credentials for social media accounts and bank accounts, stolen credit card information, stolen personally identifiable information, illegal drugs, botnets, and computer hacking tools. All defendants are presumed innocent until proven guilty by a court of law. Source: U.S. Department of Justice, 2022. This Week in Review news update is provided by the ABFA in support of our daily news briefs. Please visit the ABFA's website at abfa.us for more information regarding current news in forensic accounting and a list of our certification offerings and other offerings.